Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, 20 before 7 o'clock and 21 degrees on this Groundhog's Day.
Oh.
Happy Groundhog Day to you.
The meteorologists, this is some sort of weird trigger for them that none of us understand. I don't know
really
why
they're
so upset. Did you hear Scott Hetzko last night go off?
I wish I had watched it. Oh my God, I wish I had watched it.
To the point where they keep replaying it this morning on 13 Wham. They're playing reruns of their own show.
Yeah, of course.
This morning, well, just to pick on him.
He was angry yesterday doing our forecast.
Yeah.
And it was anger in advance of being angry.
My Lord.
I think I'm just going to have to go through all the meteorologists I'm friends with on Facebook today and just say,
it'll be okay.
Yes. It's be good to yourself today. I know it's a hard one.
Lord. So I was watching last night and they were covering a story about the pair in Parrington, how they have the final plans together for the big skate park.
Yes.
Now this thing looks intense. This skate park is going to be.
Oh no.
Beautiful and intense at large, you know, and they were discussing the positive things that will result in this youth activity that they're going to be able to gather together.
Right.
However, they painted this picture, which the final plans, by the way, look awesome. I'm thumbs up. I think it's a great idea that the skate cup. These kids are just going to love it. But local businesses, they say, are going to really benefit from all these kids. They say the location where the skate park is in Parrington. And because I live on the west side, forgive me, I've only traveled through this area. I don't know it super well, that the kids will be able to ride their bikes to the skate park. And en route to riding their bikes to and from, they're going to hit up some of these area businesses to like buy food and drinks and stuff.
Where is the skate park going to be?
You would ask me that. It's a big open area and it's not far from downtown. I'm not sure what the area is. I just know that they had the plans and it doesn't really matter where it's going to be, because the whole thing that stood out to me was that the local area businesses having the kids on bike stop for, you think that's going to happen?
Depending on where it is. See, the problem is with Parrington is it's got a number of really, well, a couple major thoroughfares like Route 31.
Yeah, he explained that
you're not riding your bike.
A majority of kids can get there without hitting any of the main roads. They can ride their bikes there.
It could if it's out at the community center where that place is, that's a possibility. Although still, I don't know if I want my kid riding their bike on Turkhill Road. But let's see here.
The point is as a kid, as a teenager, I too hung out at a pizza shop. We did not have many places in Hornell, I know, shocker, for all the teenagers to hang out. And I remember vividly, every weekend, there was a place called Pizza King.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Pizza King.
On Main Street.
Yeah.
And every teenager from 9th grade to 12th grade would gather. Because that's where everybody would find out what's going on.
Yeah.
What's going on? Where's everybody? And we would sit there and eat pizza.
Oh, sure.
But we would also loiter for long periods of time. And then there wasn't bikes. There was cars. And there was more cars. And then there were more kids. And finally, the HPD, Hornell Police Department, had to come every weekend and tell us to go home.
Dun, 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 HPD here.
Midnight. If midnight, we were still standing out there.
Oh, yeah, that's too late. What are you doing?
It's a small town. What else do we got to do?
It's midnight. Go home and go to bed, for crying out loud.
Hey, if teenagers are hanging out on Main Street, they're not doing anything else.
I say nothing good happens after 12 midnight on Main Street.
Well, the police agreed with you. But I just have this vision in my head of, as a teenager, hanging out. I don't know that we were, yeah, we bought a lot of pizza, but we also loitered a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And that means a lot of pizza containers all over the ground, for crying out loud.
But again, that was a long time ago. I don't know if that would still be the situation, but if where kids gather, other kids will gather. I don't know. I just want to make sure the parenting businesses understand that. Yeah, they'll stay and have pizza, but they'll also probably hang out for a while.
Right, absolutely. There's a joint in, and I'm thinking that's what they're thinking of. It's a place called Clausen's Market. And, you know, there's a good-sized parking lot. They have some, tables and chairs. But they've always had great pizza, subs, sandwiches. I'm thinking if this park is where I think it is, the owners of Clausen's have a big smile on their face right now, because this is a shot in the arm.
We were trying to figure out where in Parrington this new skate park is going to be, because the thing that stuck out to me when they were covering it, first of all, it's beautiful and it's going to be great for the kids there, but that the kids are going to be able to ride their bikes and frequent local area businesses, according to this news story. That's kind of how they were. And it just made me think of how much I loitered as a teenager. That's all I did. But it was the greatest years of our lives.
I did too. Right at the end of my street at the local corner store.
Like, your business was a big part of my youth.
Right. It's funny.
I basically was there more than I was home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this says, growing up in South Byron, New York, the only thing in town was Melba's, which was a corner store / post office. All of us kids hung out there day and night. Best days ever.
This is so funny because you touched, you hit a little East Side nerve right there, because when you said the Parrington Skate Park, I put it in Parrington, which typically is outside the boundaries of the village of Fairport, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was at the community center, and I'm thinking that's why I mentioned a place called Clausen's. It's right near the high school. But this actually is in Fairport, or what we, I guess, Eastsiders consider to be Fairport. It's on the canal, and it's in the O'Connor Road Park, which is a great place for it. Oh my gosh, it's a great place for it. They already have like pickleball courts and basketball courts and tennis courts, and it's a beautiful park. Sometimes the book club meets there.
Oh. Well, that is exciting.
And, yeah, it is, and there are a lot of options, like the Steve's Original there. They're hitting the jackpot because they're right near this place. Pizza Chef, Tom Walls is across the street. Sweet. Very
nice. It says
nice.
There's a plaza in Whitney that has shakes and pizza and fast food.
Yeah, that's where Steve's is. And Pizza Chef.
All right,
yeah,
kids. Well, congratulations, kids of the East Side.
Good stuff, Fairport.
That's some good news.
And, yeah.
You know, go make some memories.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they may call it loitering. Psh. Whatever.
Just don't mess the dump up. Clean up after yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.